Nyström saw that Ekström had swallowed the bait. "What I am able to do, however, is provide you with information. I have been given the authority to use my own judgment in giving you material that is among the most highly classified in this country."
"I see."
"This means that if you have questions about something, whatever it may be, you should turn to me. You must not talk to anyone else in the security police, only to me. My assignment is to be your guide in this labyrinth, and if clashes between various interests threaten to arise, then we will assist each other in finding solutions."
"I understand. In that case, I should say how grateful I am that you and your colleagues are willing to facilitate matters for me."
"We want the legal process to take its course, even though this is a difficult situation."
"Good. I assure you that I will exercise the utmost discretion. This isn't the first time I've handled top-secret information, after all."
"No, we are quite aware of that."
Ekström had a dozen questions that Nyström meticulously noted and then answered as best he could. On this third visit, Ekström would be given answers to several of the questions he had asked earlier. Among them, and most crucially, what was the truth surrounding Björk's report from 1991?
"That is a serious matter," Nyström adopted a concerned expression. "Since this report surfaced, we have had an analysis group working almost around the clock to discover exactly what happened. We are now close to the point where we can draw conclusions, and they are most unpleasant."
"I can well imagine. That report alleges that the security police and the psychiatrist Peter Teleborian cooperated to place Lisbeth Salander in psychiatric care."
"If only that were the case," Nyström said with a slight smile.
"I don't understand."
"If that was all there was to it, the matter would be simple. Then a crime would have been committed and an indictment could be brought. The difficulty is that this report doesn't correspond with other reports that we have in our archives."
Nyström took out a blue folder and opened it.
"What I have here is the report that Gunnar Björk actually wrote in 1991. Here, too, are the original documents from the correspondence between him and Teleborian. The two versions do not agree."
"Please explain."
"The appalling thing is that Björk has hanged himself, presumably because of the threat of revelations about his sexual deviations. Blomqvist's magazine was going to expose him. That drove him to such depths of despair that he took his own life."
"Well?"
"The original report is an account of Lisbeth Salander's attempt to murder her father, Alexander Zalachenko, with a gasoline bomb. The first 30 pages of the report that Blomqvist discovered agree with the original. These pages, frankly, contain nothing remarkable. It's not until page 33 where Björk draws conclusions and makes recommendations that the discrepancy arises."
"What discrepancy?"
"In the original version, Björk presents 5 well-argued recommendations. We don't need to hide the fact that they concern playing down the Zalachenko affair in the media and so forth. Björk proposes that Zalachenko's rehabilitation, he suffered very severe burns, be carried out abroad, and similar things. He also recommends that Salander be offered the best conceivable psychiatric care."
"I see."
"The problem is that a number of sentences were altered in a very subtle way. On page 34 there is a paragraph in which Björk appears to suggest that Salander be branded psychotic so that she will not be believed if anyone should start asking questions about Zalachenko."
"And this suggestion is not in the original report?"
"Precisely. Gunnar Björk's own report never suggested anything of the kind. Aside from anything else, that would have been against the law. He recommended that she be given the care she quite clearly needed. In Blomqvist's copy, this was made out to be a conspiracy."
"Could I read the original?"
"Be my guest. But I have to take the report with me when I go. And before you read it, let me direct your attention to the appendix containing the subsequent correspondence between Björk and Teleborian. It is almost entirely fabricated. Here it's not a matter of subtle alterations, but of gross falsifications."
"Falsifications?"
"I think that's the only appropriate description. The original shows that Peter Teleborian was assigned by the district court to do a forensic psychiatric examination of Lisbeth Salander. Nothing out of the ordinary there. Salander was 12 years old and had tried to kill her father. It would have been very strange if that shocking event had not resulted in a psychiatric report."
That's true.
If you had been the prosecutor, I assume that you would have insisted on both social and psychiatric investigations.
Of course.
Even then, Taliborian was a well-respected child psychiatrist who had also worked in forensic medicine. He was given the assignment, conducted a normal investigation, and came to the conclusion that the girl was mentally ill. I don't have to use their technical terms.
No, no.
Taliborian wrote this in a report that he sent to Björk. The report was then given to the district court, which decided that Salander should be cared for at St. Stephen's. Blomqvist's version is missing the entire investigation conducted by Taliborian. In its place is an exchange between Björk and Taliborian, which has Björk instructing Taliborian to falsify a mental examination.
And you're saying that it's an invention? A forgery?
No question about it.
But who would be interested in creating such a thing?
Nyström put down the report and frowned.
Now you're getting to the heart of the problem.
And the answer is?
We don't know. That's the question our analytical group is working very hard to answer.
Could it be that Blomqvist made some of it up?
Nyström laughed.
That was one of our first thoughts, too. But we don't think so. We incline to the view that the falsification was done a long time ago, presumably more or less simultaneously with the writing of the original report, and that leads to one or two disagreeable conclusions. Whoever did the falsification was extremely well informed. In addition, whoever did it had access to the very typewriter that Björk used.
You mean...
We don't know where Björk wrote the report. It could have been at his home, or at his office, or somewhere else altogether. We can imagine two alternatives. Either the person who did the falsification was someone in the psychiatric or forensic medicine department, who for some reason wanted to involve Taliborian in a scandal, or the falsification was done for a completely different purpose, by someone inside the security police.
For what possible reason?
This happened in 1991. There could have been a Russian agent inside SIS who had picked up Zalochenko's trail. Right now we're examining a large number of old personnel files.
But if the GRU had found out, it should have leaked years ago.
You're right. But don't forget that this was during the period when the Soviet Union was collapsing and the GRU was dissolved. We have no idea what went wrong. Maybe it was a planned operation that was shelved. The GRU were masters of forgery and disinformation.
But why would Soviet military intelligence want to plant such a forgery?
We don't know that either. But the most obvious purpose would have been to involve the Swedish government in a scandal.
Ekström pinched his lip.
So what you're saying is that the medical assessment of Salander is correct?
Oh, yes. Salander is, to put it in colloquial terms, stark raving mad. No doubt about that. The decision to commit her to an institution was absolutely correct.